Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Volvo. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, Bill Bush out today, back on Monday. Sip, how are you on this fine, cold, chilly Friday morning?
Is it chilly?
Chilly out there.
Chilly?
Yeah, it's chilly. There's a chill.
I do got my jacket on, but I think it's because it was chilly in here.
No, it's chilly outside. It really is.
Is it really?
Yes. I thought about wearing a jacket today. I did. But I said, you know what? It's still summer. I'm not doing that. I'm prepared for the fall. I love the fall with the jacket weather and sweatshirts, but not today. Fighting through it.
Well, that's
a heavy jacket you have on there.
Is it? Is
Husker
it?
Online, repping Husker Online of on three today. That's for you, Bill. That was for Bill.
You're right.
Here.
You know what? 57.
It's chilly.
57.
It's chilly out there.
This is like a real radio show when you do this. 57 degrees, 6:02 a.m. traffic.
Nice.
O Street is flowing nicely.
It is flowing nicely. We can see that.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Ben is here.
Yes, he is.
Bill, unfortunately, is not with us today.
He'll be back Monday.
He'll be back Monday. So it's just a two-legged stool today.
Just today, that's us. Yep, two legs.
And we're basically ready, I think.
Young Ben is a 2.5, I guess, over there.
Oh, he give him a half.
We give him a half stool today.
I'm sure he loves that.
Well, he's not the full leg, but he's got to have a partial leg at least. He's a producer.
Yeah, he's
and we love Ben. Young Ben's been great.
That got awkward.
You know what?
I you are awkward.
Well, that happens all the time. I don't chit-chat. I had to play some IT this morning. I had to play a little IT role.
Tell me about this.
Last night, we had a staff meeting here, as you know, we do once in a while.
You had a staff meeting.
We had a staff meeting, and I was trying to get some stuff ready for today before without having to come in early today.
Uh-huh.
You know, I got everything done, but I'm trying to print our rundown. These things are vital to the operation.
Very vital.
We follow the rundown closely
100.
To keep ourselves on track in this operation.
We need that.
Guess what? The printer would not print. I come in this morning, it still is not printed. So, I try to see if I can do some IT work here, which I don't have an IT brain. I'm not very smart. But I get on the ground, I look at the printer.
You got on the ground.
That's right. And I followed the Ethernet cord.
Okay? You did.
I knew the printer is plugged in. There's two cords, the power and the Ethernet. And I followed the Ethernet cord. I had to track it all the way through because there's a million cords back there. It's a radio station. There's a million cords. And I found out it was unplugged.
Why was it unplugged?
Somebody unplugged the Ethernet cord for the printer.
That almost seems intentional.
I thought it was intentional. Glad you said that. So I plug it in, and all of a sudden, about 4,000 things come out of the printer. So it's working.
What would make someone unplug the printer?
Shenanigans. Trying to piss somebody off. Me. I noticed all the ports were full, so somebody plugged something in instead.
Yeah.
Instead of the printer, which is a very important thing, this operation.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was trying to make you mad. It was just some kind of operation.
I'm not sure I can go for that. Somebody's trying to see how much does Jake need the printer.
You got down on your hands and knees.
Benny can confirm I was on the ground, crawling around down there. I was crawling this morning. I crawled this morning.
The work you do is amazing.
I'm not trying to brag. I'm just saying I did some IT work this morning to make this thing go.
You got it. And the rundown right here.
It's printed
right next to me.
In your hands on the table.
Right next to me.
Yes.
We're here. It's Friday. Friday, there's an open practice today.
Yes. I will not be there, but you can watch practice today.
I need to. For
a half hour or so?
Or so, yeah. Or probably a little bit more than that.
All right.
So that'll be important since I missed the open practice.
You can catch up to me.
Right.
I've caught about an hour 20 so far.
Right. And you took...
Detailed notes.
And I have to take notes today. So it's a Friday for me. I got to write. I got to go to practice. I got to practice. Got to go to practice. Got to write.
It's on.
It's totally on.
It's on.
Yeah. In fact, I probably got to write two things. So it's not a mail it in Friday on the show.
No,
or
it never has been and never will be. We don't mail it in on early break. That's a rule. That's the golden rule.
Have we always abided by it?
Yeah, we have.
Pretty much.
I mean, in COVID times, that was tough.
COVID.
I brought up the other day off the air to you that I had a friend of mine listen to the show for years who says your rap last Friday is either first or tied for first in terms of moments in the show's history with the time we did bird noises in COVID times.
We had
Sean Callahan on, and he was on the back porch, and we heard birds chirping.
Uh-huh.
And so we decided, because there was nothing going on at that time, it was like probably April or May of COVID, the world was dead, and we decided to start off the hour of 7 o'clock by doing our best attempts at bird noises.
I remember I went outside to try to
emulate the sounds you're hearing.
Listening to birds, and I will tell you this, I put my heart into that. I did. I wouldn't try to do it again, but I love the sound of birds chirping. I love it.
You want to try it again?
Maybe later. That's good.
That's pretty good.
I've
been trying.
That got
practicing.
Good. That got good right at the last few chirps.
Thank you.
I'm not going to try to top that. That sounded like there was a bird in the studio.
I think there is a bird here. Is that all right?
Ben is enthralled.
It's like, what's happening?
Because right? That was good, wasn't it?
It's got to be quiet. You can't be overly loud. It can't be chirp, chirp. That's not a bird. That's fake.
You sounded like a little bird.
I tried to do my best.
Like a little bird was
Breakers
hopping around.
That sound. Did that sound like a bird was in here?
Yeah, that was good.
Bird
I'm not
car?
Joking around right now. This is no joke. That was really good. Yeah, you Thank sounded you. Like a little bird.
Yeah, it's all about the loudness.
Quiet.
Yep. Very quiet. I like that. What was that? It sounded like a Muppet. It sounded like a Muppet.
A sick bird.
A sick bird. It sounded like a Muppet, like you're Kermit the Frog or something over there. You can try again.
COVID.
Yep.
COVID was something
that
else.
That was rough. We made it through, though.
Ben, we did shows during COVID. It was, I was like, at one point I had to be in the studio like years away from Jake.
Yeah, we could not be in the same room, Ben. He was in the production studio doing the show.
Read in the Washington Post, Jake, that there's a COVID surge.
But I believe, if I saw correctly, that in the Olympics yesterday, Noah Lyles, who had won the 100-meter dash, he got third. He got bronze in the 200-meter dash, which he was the favorite in.
Uh-huh.
And it turned out he had COVID afterwards.
Do some bird noises. Do some bird noises.
On YouTube, Jeremiah says, plugging in a cord is IT work. Yes, it is, because I had to find out what the problem was, Jeremiah.
Yeah, you did. You did. No,
I didn't
you
just
did
give
IT
up
work.
And say, oh, it's not working.
You know, that's
I tried
work.
To seek out the problem and fix it,
you
and
followed
I did.
The cord. You followed the cord.
Unbelievable.
You followed the cord.
I did.
And you got down on your... No, you did IT work.
I want you to see all those cords. There's 500 cords in that room. Yeah. I had to go detail to see where it was plugged into. And oh, there it's unplugged. There's the problem.
Was that satisfying?
It was. Yeah. I felt good. Felt very good. Yeah. Very good. Anything else for Idle Chit Chat for you before we get to the roll call?
Idle Chit Chat. God, I did have some stuff. Now I'm blanking out because your bird noises have kind of taken over my brain.
Mm-hmm.
No, I worked out yesterday. No, I don't think I have any. I mean, I do. I have a lot.
I would say off the bat.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I would say I never ever bring this up on the show, but
please
I because the situation at the house yesterday. I think my child woke up every half hour last night.
Okay.
And I heard it every time.
Did you?
So if I seem a little bit on edge, I don't feel on edge.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get any sleep last night.
Okay.
I went to bed late in general, like 11 o'clock, which is late.
That's late.
For having a morning show.
It is.
And then 11:30, cries. Midnight, cry. 12:30. See, she had slept through the whole night for about a full month, like 8 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Scotland.
Awesome. Scotland. She was great. But then she got a little cold, but she's on the mend. She's feeling better, but still something is keeping her up all night, and it was rough. So Elizabeth and I are very, very tired today, but here we are operating like nothing is wrong.
Yeah, that's part of parenthood. Yeah. That is a lot. That's a lot to deal with. No sleep is a hard thing, Ben. It's a hard thing to deal with. You're doing fine. Yeah, I don't know what to, I don't know how to counsel you except coffee and energy.
Coffee.
Yeah.
That is energy.
Do you do energy drinks?
No, absolutely not. I do drink pop, which I know is terrible for me. I don't care. I drink it. I don't do it. I don't do Monster or NOS, any of that crap. I don't do that.
You don't?
Nope.
Celsius?
Nope.
I swear by Celsius.
I've heard good things. I don't do it.
Celsius, questionable, some of the ingredients, but I swear by it, Ben. I absolutely swear by it. I should have one today. I don't know that I will.
You should. Do that.
The weekend is busy. I'll be working again. God, I got a long day Saturday. Long day Saturday. Maybe Sunday I'll take some time.
I still need to get on the Amtrak before remember that was my punishment for finishing last in fantasy football last year?
You still got to get on the
I have Amtrak? Not done it yet. And I need to do it by August 24th. Today's August 9th. I don't know. I got to go 3 hours somewhere in 3 hours, or maybe 3 hours total. I forget what it is, but
you still got
to do this. I haven't done it, and I've got 15 days to make this happen.
This got by me. I mean, I didn't
You knew about it. I just kind of stopped talking about it, and now it's a problem.
I wonder if there's an Amtrak to Des Moines. I don't know.
Somebody help me out. What's the shortest Amtrak I can take that's like 3 hours total? Help me
I don't
me
know
out.
That there is.
Or 3 hours there, 3 hours back.
There's I don't know that there's one that would just stop at 3 hours.
Okay. Well, I need to find the shortest trip possible in the Amtrak.
Hmm.
Somebody help me out. Point me in the right... Please text me 402-464-5685 or tweet me at 937 Jake Sorensen. How can I get the shortest Amtrak to get this thing over with?
My knowledge of Amtrak is limited, but what I understand is that you'll be boarding at like 2 a.m.
I know. That's the big punishment. It's the middle of the night.
Yeah.
It'll be on a weekend, obviously. I can't do it during the show. I'll miss the show.
I would call this extreme punishment. This is extreme punishment for finishing last in your fantasy football league.
Yep. Well, I went from first to last. It was bad.
But that's extreme punishment.
And that's all we talk about fantasy. I know. I'll never, ever talk anything beyond that for fantasy. I got last place. That's it.
I mean, you might, like, I just don't know if there's a 3 hour route. You might have to go longer than that.
I don't want to. I don't want to be on the Amtrak all day. I know it's a punishment, but getting on it is punishment enough.
It's a big punishment.
To spend a summer day or a weekend day on an Amtrak. So I got to get it done. Needs to happen.
Wow.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. Before we get on to our topic, also it's a Friday. What do we do on Friday, Sip?
Roll call.
Roll call. Please text your name, your age, where you're listening from, and anything else you want for a fourth thing. Bill usually is on this
Don't
one.
Do this. Okay. What do you put in your coffee? Creamer, sugar?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
It's a great question.
What do you do in your coffee? What do you do with your coffee? Black, creamer, Splenda, sugar only. There's multiple options.
I like that. That was good.
Yeah, there's a lot of honey.
As you took a drink, that was good. All right, Texas 402-464-5685. We got Scott in Minnesota, Brett in Roland, Iowa, moving from Iowa back to the great state of Nebraska this morning, he says.
Really?
That's right.
Well, welcome back.
He says, question for Jake, will my meat make it in the freezer for the 7 hour trip?
Yes.
Goes back to my power situation. Yes, it'll be fine.
Yes.
Just have coolers. Coolers be good.
What a
big
time.
Big Bird in Columbus, age 64, drinks his coffee black. No surprise there.
Okay.
He's in his 60s.
Oh, typecasting already.
I'm just saying that's a compliment.
I didn't say it wasn't, but that's typecasting.
Yeah, but it's a compliment though.
Is there anything that I do?
You don't drink your coffee black. You put 5,000 Splenda packets in it. 5,000. It adds up every day.
Yeah.
Stan and Bennett, Brandon in Manhattan, Kansas, no sugar, but it's just black. He drinks it black.
We got some people that just like it black.
I drink mine with creamer. No sugar. No sugar.
Creamer with no sugar. Yeah. That's an interesting play.
I don't need
to me.
The sugar. You do not need. You need one or the other. It's one or the other, people. We don't need to have both cream and sugar. That's my take. I am shaming you if you do both, I guess. Just cream or sugar.
I don't do cream, Jake.
Ted from KC, black coffee only. We've got Wyatt in Harlan County says black coffee, age 26. Eric in Omaha, 45 years old. He does collagen peptides.
I'm sorry?
Collagen peptides.
I have no idea what that is.
I guess it's helpful for your
skin.
No.
For your
digestion.
What? Oh, for your digestion.
Yes.
Collagen and peptides.
No, collagen peptides.
Collagen
is one thing. Oh, collagen peptides.
Okay.
Bob and Martell, 861, hot and strong, black coffee. Alan in Orlando says Celsius, no coffee, but Celsius, like you drink.
Yeah, Celsius is good.
Tony in Fort Bragg says black coffee. The corn dog says age 34. He says black coffee. He says, by the way, what's your t-shirt sizes? We're both L's, large.
Yeah,
large,
we're both
large.
L's. Yeah.
And Bill's XL, if you're curious there.
Thanks, everybody, by the way, for being with us.
Wow. Yeah, they're with us. Sean in Lincoln says he puts rum chata in his coffee.
Oh, that sounds good.
Now, that is rum a good chata. Start to the day.
Yeah.
Let's see. Morning, fellas. We got somebody in Capitol Beach. No coffee ever at age 51.
Is that right? That's fine. I'm not pushing back on that. I don't know what I'd do without it, though. Well, I know what I would do without it. I get massive headaches by about 3 o'clock. If I get a headache by 3 o'clock, I'm like, okay, I didn't have coffee. I forgot.
We have a text from, you need to have coffee. Yeah. We have a text from Lou in Florida, age 79, by the way.
Hey, Lou.
Says, Steve, my name is Lou Fiorelli. I was talking to Gene Chaley, who works with your sister, Kathy. I coached her and Mark Clayton in Orlando.
Whoa. Wait a second. Read that.
My name is Lou Fiorelli in Orlando. Uh-huh. I was talking to Gene Chaley. Chaley?
Okay. Oh, Gene Chaley.
Chaley.
You worked at Tico's.
I worked with your sister, Kathy. I coached him and Matt Clayton in Orlando, GBR.
Wait a second. Gene Chaley?
Yes. He was talking to Gene Chaley, apparently.
Gene Chaley was like my age-ish, I think.
He worked at Tico's, apparently.
But he definitely worked at Tico's with my sisters. He was a defensive back. He was a DB. I knew Gene a little bit. I ran into Gene one day, and he remembered me. Wow, he worked with my sister at Tico's.
At Tico's, yep.
Wow. Okay, keep going.
Tom and Beaver Crossing, age 64, French vanilla cream and sugar. So he does both cream and sugar.
Okay.
I mean, it's your life.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Rick and Wahoo with us.
You are surprisingly judgmental
black,
at times.
Black coffee from
Jake?
Rick and Wahoo.
Surprisingly judgmental.
Sten in Air Park, salted butter and cream in his coffee.
Wait a second.
Hold
on.
That's some coffee there.
Salted butter.
And cream.
Salted butter sounds marvelous to me. Try my coffee.
We could take some of that here today. Bring it in. Dylan McCarney says strong and vanilla creamer. He's 39 years old. Vanilla creamer. Derek in Lincoln, age 44. Ellen in Orlando. We got Adam in Cleveland, Ohio, age 32. Black coffee is 100. He says 100.
Hundo.
Chad in Kyle, Texas, 52 years old. A little sugar and a little half and half. Jennifer and hubby are on vacation in Wisconsin. Hubby, no coffee. Jennifer, black. Hubby, by the way, age 67. Jennifer, age 60.
God, they've aged well, because I thought they were my age. Good job, guys. I thought they were my age. They are older than me. They are aging gracefully.
They are. They should be the ones doing the segment. But you had the rap last week, which was great. Joe in Boulder, Pete in Chattanooga, Heather in West Hill, Wet Blanket, GP in Gretna, Chris in Fremont, The Hammer all with us, Ken in Hickman.
Anybody from Lincoln
Buster
today.
In David City, Mr. Sparky, Chad in Ponder, Texas, LB in Minden.
Did you notice, Ben?
I said Derek and Lincoln was there.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. And then YouTube, before we move on.
God, I appreciate so much these listeners. I am amazed.
They're everywhere.
By the scope in terms of distance.
YouTube here. We got Bolt. We got the Conservative Husker. We got Montana Husker. We got Stephen Jeremiah in South Carolina. We have Owen. We've got Josh. We got Todd in Thailand, age 50.
Thailand.
So we have Sim usually.
Do not yawn, Ben. That is a cardinal sin.
No yawning on this show.
Ben, you can't do that.
No yawning.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, God, Ben.
Josh in O'Neill does coffee black, by the way. This is from YouTube. We got Trey in Lubbock, Texas, black coffee, age 24. Walter in Delco, Pennsylvania. Alan in Scotts Bluff. James in Lebanon, Indiana. We've got Elijah in Fort Worth, Texas.
We better bring it today.
Jimmy in on West Day in Lincoln. There's a Lincoln listener for you, black
West
coffee.
West Day.
Riley, Alan, Albert, Doug, Charles in Wisconsin. There you go. That's the roll call.
Do you get down West Day very often?
Yes.
Do you?
That's where you take that way to Pioneers Golf Course once in a while.
Very resounding.
They got a nice
brewskis
over there. Yeah, nice brewskis. The restaurant brewskis. I love brewskis. Big brewskis.
What's the store over there that you go to?
They have a, I think, is that a Rust's?
There's a Rust's.
Rust's Market. Yep. Yeah. They have an Amigos over there too.
Yeah. I don't get down.
You should get to that brewskis sometime.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Okay.
All brewskis are good. Great restaurant. Love brewskis.
Do they got BLTs?
Oh, yeah, they got BLTs.
Hello?
I don't get it, but I get the Philly usually over there.
Hello.
I like the Philly with cheese.
How about that? We better do a show today with all those people.
We are. That is the roll call, sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Stop in today, this weekend, and all anytime for the greatest entertainment you can have.
Bowling, Sierra and Sweeney there today.
Bowling, billiards, darts, karaoke, great food. Just south of 48th and Holdridge in Lincoln. Go see Sarah and the squad over there.
Gene Chili. Gene Chili, a defensive back reference today, and I'm going to make another one. Erwin Sweeney plays pool at Madsen's on Fridays. You might want to stop in. I don't think he'd mind me saying that.
Well, fine. He
plays with my brother-in-law.
He already said it anyway, so it's all good.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
What are we going to talk about?
We got some sports to talk about, believe it or not.
Sports?
It's a sports show. We do talk sports. We are 22 days away from kickoff, Nebraska and UTEP. And I saw something very interesting yesterday. 402-464-5685. Call or text as always. I was looking at my go-to off-season website, which is what? CBS Sports. They help us with content all throughout the year. Thank you to that website for being great.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw that they posted a list of five teams that could wreak havoc in the college football playoff picture this year.
Okay.
Now, Nebraska was not one of these five teams, but there's a very interesting line that led me to my topic about Wisconsin. Wisconsin was listed on this list of five teams that could wreak havoc in terms of who makes the playoff and who doesn't.
Okay.
It said at the very end of Wisconsin's bit that Wisconsin has games late in the season against potential college football playoff teams, USC, Iowa, and Nebraska, which led me to say this. Now, again, we've heard all the different praise from Joel Klatt saying 8-1's the start. We've seen everybody say 7-0 should be the start. Why shouldn't you be 7-0? Let's say that things do go right this year for Nebraska, and they have a good start. All right? Yeah. The question was this, based on what that article said, and saying that USC, Iowa, and Nebraska could be potential playoff teams. My question is this, Sip.
Okay.
Is there a chance that the Nebraska-Iowa game on Black Friday is for a potential playoff bid for either team? 464-5685, call or text as always. Could you see this year that scenario being possible?
Would they have to be going into that game with one loss?
I think you could have two.
Okay.
If you have two going in and you win, you probably are a playoff team.
Okay.
You know, I'd say this, you don't have to have one. It's two losses at the max going into that game if you want to be a contender for the playoff.
Iowa's schedule. Illinois State is the first game. You can figure that a win, right? Let's just do it real quick. Iowa football schedule, 2024. Illinois State.
Win.
Yeah. Iowa State, close. It'll be close.
Give them the win.
It's at Kinnick, if that matters to you.
2-0.
Troy.
Win.
At Minnesota. Love them. I love, I like Iowa to win that game because Minnesota will have a hard time scoring.
Okay, we'll go win.
Bad offense, great defense. Bad offense playing a great defense. Take Iowa.
4-0.
Okay, this is it's tough.
Tough giving this praise, by the way.
At Ohio State.
Lost, 4-1.
Washington and Iowa.
They'll probably win that one.
Yeah.
5-1.
At Michigan State.
That could be a game.
Toss-up game.
Go toss-up, but give them the dub.
I'm giving, now,
I hate doing
people would say, wait a second, Sipple. You're giving, that's a toss-up game? Michigan State, I've seen them picked 16th in the league. It's just, I saw Michigan State last year. They were good. They weren't bad. They were tough up front. They'll always be a bit of a problem, I think. On a given Saturday, we'll say.
So we're going to say, though.
Win.
6-1. This really is tough on me, by the way, giving Iowa this praise. But for this
5-1 right now.
For the sake of this argument, for this conversation.
6-1 because they play Northwestern and Iowa State. That's 6-1. Wisconsin at Kinnick. Give them 7-1.
Sure.
At UCLA.
Give them a win.
Hell, give them 8-1.
8-1.
At Maryland.
I'll give them a win. Tough game. I mean, Talia's gone. They don't have the same quarterback and receivers out there.
They're saying 9-1.
That's potential. I mean, I was seeing the schedule. Yeah. They're saying it is for the taking for Iowa once again.
Yeah. This is just potential. I don't expect it.
For the sake of this topic right now.
But what if they're 8-2 at that point? Still could be.
That's possible.
Right.
Wouldn't surprise me with that schedule.
No. Me
neither.
Their
defense is still very, very good.
Really good.
Very good.
I mean, a bear. Good. A bear. And they'll have a quarterback this year. Their offense is probably not going to be as good as Nebraska's.
They won 10 games with Deacon Hill last year. The man who's at Utah Tech right now.
Say no more.
He transferred to Utah Tech. He started the whole year for Iowa.
Defense could be better.
Sure. Might be better.
No Torrey Taylor.
That's significant. Their best player was their punter. He was an absolute weapon for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure they have a great punter because they always have a good punter.
Yeah, Iowa. Now, Iowa, more likely than Nebraska to be in this conversation. Nebraska seemingly gets an inordinate amount of respect from, particularly from the national type people.
There's reason for optimism. We all know that. I mean, I think that people think that number one at quarterback, you have a significant leap there. And that was a big problem with your turnovers last year. And by the way, you were 5-7. You were close to being 7-5. You had a couple close losses that could have been wins easily.
Yeah.
With very poor quarterback play besides quarterback run.
Mm-hmm. And not particularly good special teams.
And bad special teams. So.
Although they blocked kicks. They did block kicks.
So you're talking about if you simply become better at quarterback, I don't know if we feel better about special teams than last year, which is still not very
sad. I don't know that we do.
To say that.
No, it feels like Foley is under the microscope a little bit right now, wouldn't you say?
I would think it
the
has
special
to be
teams
that.
Coach.
Yes,
I feel like he should be. They need to get better there.
They have to.
You can't have that. You can't have that part drag you back. And if it happens, it's problematic. It'd be disappointing because why would it be disappointing? Because they got a good roster. It's a good roster. They do have a legit roster. One of the best rosters they've had in a long time. Just overall too deep is good. It's not great, but it's good. It's good enough to go to USC and win, for instance. Would I pick it right now? I don't know that I would, but it's close enough. That's an acid test. That's an acid test game to me. That if you're really what you think you are, you should be able to go to USC and win.
Yeah,
if you can deal with their speed at their speed at the skill positions.
I mean, projections are projections, but UCLA is seen as the bottom three team in the league this year.
Excuse me. Oh, UCLA.
Yes,
I was talking about USC.
Oh, I thought you said UCLA.
Did I say UCLA?
You said UCLA.
Did I?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. USC. I was talking about.
Okay.
You got to be able to
confused.
Go. You got to be able to go to USC.
Yes.
And win that game, and deal with their skill position speed, and I think you can do that with Tony White's defense. UCLA comes here, you should win that game. I mean, you should win that. I'm not UCLA. I don't want to do this thing where we disparage these teams because I say it all the time. I'm going to say it again. When they come out of the tunnel, you're going to go, oh, God, that looks good. That looks good. That's not Troy running out of that tunnel. That is a big-time program. You'll see big-time players. This is going to be a bear. We're talking about a lot of close games. That's what it's going to come down to.
I know, but think about the conversation out there that there's somebody that thinks it's possible.
I know.
That Nebraska-Iowa.
Okay, yeah, let's shift to that.
That Nebraska-Iowa, that game could come down to a potential playoff spot in the Big Ten.
I don't even know if I'm ready for that. That'll be breathtaking. Can you imagine the excitement around here if that is the case? That game is for a college football playoff berth, essentially?
After all these years of no bowl game? No bowl game.
That is breathtaking to think about. The amount of excitement and anticipation, it'll feel new. It'll feel novel. It'll feel incredible. The amount of listeners that we'll have, the overall attention on the program. Is Nebraska ready for that, by the way? Is Nebraska ready for that? Is Dylan ready for that? It would be remarkable if that's the case. We wouldn't, you know what we wouldn't be thinking about? I wonder if that stadium's really going to fill up this time. I don't care what the temperature is. The place would be jammed.
I would make my way to Kinnick.
It would feel like the 90s again here. And then the old rivalry talk escalates, because that's the kind of game that makes a rivalry. That's when it gets real, and doesn't feel contrived. Me and you are we do this thing where we try to pump it into a rivalry. It feels kind of like a rivalry right now, but that's the kind of game that helps push it over the top. We saw that with Colorado. There were meaningful games.
Oh, well, think about this too.
I'm thinking about it right now.
If somehow Nebraska is in the conversation for the playoff going to the Iowa game,
I can't even believe we're having
that. Means they've likely had a strong November, which has not been the case here for a while. Mm. Last year, 0-4 November. Just a terrible taste in your mouth because they were 5-3 entering the month with a home game with Maryland to get to six wins, and they blew it.
0-4.
And Iowa, you blew that game. You had the ball at midfield and threw a pick, and they win in regulation 13-10. I mean, just crippling ways to lose games that you had every chance to win.
So if Nebraska's going to do this, it would have to avoid having Ohio State beat it twice. You know, they play Ohio State on October 26th at the Horseshoe. Okay. Can't let that game beat you twice. UCLA comes to town the next week, and you should be okay. Okay. That starts your November, by the way. Okay. UCLA at home. Then you get a nice little break. You know what? You get a nice bye week on November 9th. And that'll be beautiful, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful for you, beautiful for me, nice for the team.
You can watch a lot of great football that weekend.
I hope so. Then you're you go to USC off the bye week. Pretty advantageous for Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Coming off a bye week, you have a big trip.
That's right.
Then Wisconsin comes to Lincoln, and then perhaps, and under this sort of dreamy scenario, you're playing Iowa with one loss.
Or two. Yeah, you could have two losses still. You could have two losses in that scenario, and I think still have a chance in the playoff. Because if you win that game, you're 10-2. Then you're probably really in.
Do people think we're too far into dreamland?
Yes.
They do?
Someone says, guys, would you just slow down with this topic, this conversation? This is crazy talk here.
Is it crazy talk? Ben, is it crazy talk?
I did bring it up to the show, but I'm not the one who wrote in an article in CBS Sports that Wisconsin could be a potential team that causes chaos in the playoff because they have, quote, games in the season late against potential playoff teams, USC, Iowa, and Nebraska. I didn't write that. CBS Sports did.
There are four reasons that are very evident that it's not necessarily dreamland talk. There's four reasons, okay? Two of them are macro, two of them are more micro, I think, if I get these right. Schedule. Nebraska's schedule, manageable, right?
Yes.
Nebraska's roster, good. Good roster.
good roster. Stays healthy, yes. We have concerns about the O-line with the injury to Prochazka and Corcoran, who's healthy, but come off a foot injury.
Dylan Raiola is a reason.
Check.
Yeah. Dylan Raiola is a reason, and then the defense is a reason. Terrence Knighton the other day just dropped into conversation. You know, we think we're trying to be the nation's best defense. Well, wouldn't that be something?
That'd be fun to watch.
Wouldn't that be something?
It's been 15 years since that was the case in Nebraska, mm-hmm. which was a very fun year. 2009, remember that? That was pretty fun.
I wonder if they have that kind of talent. I don't know. It would require a few guys moving to another level, moving to an All-American type level. I think it would require that. It would require like a guy like Nash going from, I think he can play in the NFL to, oh yeah, he's playing in the NFL.
There's no doubt. Yeah. Something like that.
It would require probably Tommy Hill to completely maximize and become a first team All Big Ten player. It would require probably someone to come out of nowhere, like James Williams.
Yep.
Oh, damn. James Williams has 6 sacks going into the Iowa game. You know, something like that. It would require somebody to wreak havoc on quarterbacks like Randy Gregory did. Like Jamari Butler maybe gets 9 sacks.
Or Cam Linhart gets in there.
Yeah.
Will, if he gets healthy. Prince with Uman Mielen.
Right.
Somebody like conversation, that. Yes.
Yeah. So maybe
these are things that are possible. I mean, Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule's teams have elevated players in year two. We've seen growth in his time at Temple and Baylor. In mm-hmm. year two, people have gotten better. The programs have gotten better.
Roster good, schedule manageable, quarterback exciting.
Yes.
Defense legit. If all those things matter a lot, you could be looking at a special season.
From the text line, a couple things here before we get to break. Twin Bing says, this is the time of year you guys sell hope. Keep selling. Thank you. Appreciate this. The hope.
It would be kind of a downer to do it the other way.
No, we're not doing that. We've had enough
reasons pain. Why Nebraska will never make the playoff.
Ever.
Segment one.
Derek in a car. I love the hopeful talk. Sounds as good as the Kool-Aid tastes right now.
I just keep saying it. The roster's good. It's good. It's a pretty good roster. I like it. Not many glaring holes. A little worried about that one corner spot. A little worried about the kicking game. A little worried about the O-line.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to put Corcoran on a pitch count, Jake. That's what I'm hearing. They're going to put Turner Corcoran on a pitch count.
And then Gatula's going to get reps then or what?
Well, I imagine. That's a hole they got to manage. It's going to be really interesting. Probably something to look at today at practice to see what's going on.
Keep an eye on that.
I will, Jake.
Look at that. By the way, last thing. Jay in Winter Park, Florida says, the roll call question should have been, how do you take your Kool-Aid, GBR?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That could have been
We're pretty Kool-Aid-y right now.
Hey, but what are the
how
options?
How dare we have positivity on this show?
What are the options? Optimism? What are the options on how do you take your Kool-Aid? There's only
extra
one.
Extra sugary or not?
God, sugar. I mean, when my mom forgot to put the sugar in it.
It's like poison. Just tastes like poison.
100.
Is this medicine? What is this?
100. Did your mom ever do that? Just forgot.
Yeah.
Or you take a swig.
Or just try to fool you once in a while. Like, what is this, mom? I got you. Yeah. Drink some water, you peasant.
You take a swig out of that and you're like, oh my God.
She's like, yeah, drink some water. Better for you. Before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch, I know a place to go. It's Early Bird at 19th and K.
Okay.
Lots of parking, free parking. No looking for spots or paying for meters. That's a great place to start there. They got everything except from breakfast burritos to French toast to chicken fried steak smothered, of course.
Uh-huh.
Some pancakes of all types and sizes. Of course, the app's like hash holes.
Do they have
hash holes?
Do they have appetizer like that?
They do.
Yeah.
And Rico, by the way, had some last week. He told
what
me
did
that
he have?
Rico told me the hash holes were fantastic.
Rico.
Yeah. Our own Rico. Alvarez Clary. On his week off last week, he went to Early Bird.
Okay.
And he had the hash holes.
Wow.
They were good. 6 locations, 3 in Omaha, 1 in Lincoln, also several in Iowa. They're open every day from 6:30 to 2:30. Stop by for the best brunch, breakfast, and lunch in town. Early Bird, 19th K. When we come back, A familiar name, Sip, might be the starting quarterback at Arizona State. Who could that be? You want to tune in next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.